Hello, and welcome to the Green Book Commentaries Podcast. I'm Dr. Arthur Plessa, Volume 14, Episode 39, Intelligence, Force, and Matter. Doctors of Chiropractic and Student Initiates, welcome back. For those of you just joining us, last time we began the senior text in Volume 14. This is the fourth and final section of this green book, where the author, Dr. Stevenson, ties everything together that we've learned from the freshman, sophomore, and junior sections. We open by reviewing the development of chiropractic in its early years, discussing the methods developed in subluxation analysis and various adjusting techniques. One such analysis was the Merrick system, tracing health conditions back to their spinal segments, which can interfere nerve flow to the affected body part. The Merrick system was by far the most popular subluxation analysis for determining the likely place in the spine. Listener Dr. Nadia, or soon to be, a chiropractic student at Texas Chiropractic College, messaged me recently after she heard about the Merrick system from our previous podcast. Nadia said that she wanted to see if adjusting could help with specific health conditions, rather than just supporting general health, as she was being taught in class. After answering her questions on the places of the spine to check for subluxations on a patient with hypertension, using Merrick system, Nadia was excited to put this analysis to the test. So, she proceeded to analyze the spine first and found a subluxation at axis and T1. She only adjusted axis and T1. Following, a blood pressure check was performed. To the excitement of this young chiropractic intern, and to her patient's excitement, blood pressure values improved from 157 over 98 down to 133 over 85. Nadia had messaged me with amazement, asking, "Can it work that fast?" I responded with, "When you adjust the right subluxation at the right time, in the right way, sick people get well." Nadia, thank you for sharing that awesome success story with us. With results like these, I'm certain that you'll have an amazing practice helping lots of people with specific health conditions get well. With that, let's dive into today's topics. We begin with the first principle of the 33 principles of chiropractic. This is considered the major premise, which states universal intelligence is in all matter and continually gives to it all its properties and actions. Okay. So let's develop this principle. What exactly is universal intelligence? Is it the universe with its vast array of suns, planets, moons, asteroids, etc.? Well, according to its definition, no. By definition, universal intelligence is in all matter and continually gives to that matter all of its properties, thus giving a specific form and a specific function to that matter. So let's use us humans as one of the forms of matter which universal intelligence deals with. If the celestial bodies of the universe were universal intelligence, then that would mean that the sun, planets, and moons created us, imparted their intelligence within us, and continually gives to us all of their properties. Now, I don't know about you, but this sounds more like astrology than chiropractic philosophy. The celestial bodies, like humans, are creations of this universal intelligence, each with a specific form and specific function. Chiropractic philosophy defines universal intelligence as the source of all creation, which makes universal intelligence omnipotent. And since there is no end to this universe, universal intelligence is also omnipresent. By logical deduction, what do we call a supreme intelligence which created all matter and united that matter with intelligence using force? What do we call a supreme intelligence which is omnipresent and omnipotent? Well, chiropractic philosophy calls this the Creator God. Chiropractic philosophy does not attempt to justify if this is the God of the Christians, Jews, Muslims, Zoroastrians, or any other religion. Chiropractic uses deductive reasoning to simply justify that all creation has a creator, that all intelligence stems from a source greater than itself, and that all the laws which govern our universe have their source in this creator God, this universal intelligence. This naturally arises the question of, what exactly is life? Answering this question has puzzled many great minds over the centuries. Philosophers, biochemists, physicists, they are like three blind people feeling with their hands, attempting to describe an elephant. The philosopher feels the elephant's head, reasoning that this must be an intelligent creature due to its size. The biochemist feels the elephant's skin, stating that it's tough and durable, yet flexible, so this creature naturally can defend itself from predators. And the physicist feels the bony tusks, thinking that this creature can clear large objects from its path using these hard, spear-like structures. When asked what they thought this creature was, all three gave different responses based on the limitations of what they were feeling. Oftentimes, we use parts of the whole to describe something. So when it comes to describing life, chiropractic philosophy uses the three elements of intelligence, force, and matter. Intelligence is the cause. Matter is the effect. Force, created by intelligence, is what puts matter into motion, fulfilling its specific function. Now that's one heck of an elephant. So with life being the combination of intelligence, force, and matter, what do you think the meaning of life is then? Religious people would say the meaning of life is to honor God. Family people would say the meaning of life is to love and support your family. Humanitarians would say to help others in need. While all of these are correct, let's answer this philosophical question with the three elements of life. Life is intelligence, force, and matter. So, if this begins with intelligence and ends with matter, then we can deduce that the chiropractic meaning of life is for intelligence to express itself in matter, using force as the intermediary between the physical and the unseen realm. for those who study such philosophical tenets as thought manifestation. Take stock here. The idea goes that by focusing our thoughts on what we want, the means will become apparent. Once the means become apparent, we then transfer those thoughts into action. So it is thoughts which reveal the means or method of execution, put into action to acquire what you want. While this may seem like something far-fetched for some of you, remember that it has been put into a working practice by those in the know. One such was from a quote from the most famous entertainer of the 20th century. One of my favorite quotes from him clearly explains the formula of life equals intelligence plus force plus matter. He said, quote, "Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows it through with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me." End quote. The intelligence element is represented within the mind of this man in mentally seeing what he wants to create. The force element is represented by his heart, the positive emotions invoked upon the original thought. These, in turn, from the immaterial mind, create using the matter from the material world. This creative mind would give us the creations of Mickey and Minnie Mouse, Donald Duck, Pluto, Goofy. This creative mind would create the world's most famous theme parks, a land in California, and an entire world in Florida. This creative mind is, of course, none other than Mr. Walt Disney. Having visited Disneyland twice and Disney World on many occasions, one can't help but feel Disney's passion in every attraction. It's this passion which separates the average from the extraordinary. When you adjust your patience, are you doing so with passion? It's that passion which unites the mental thought of your adjustment, unlocking the subluxation and restoring matter to its optimal structure and function. We now begin our reading from volume 14, page 236. Article 309, the major premise. Principle number one. Universal intelligence is in all matter and continually gives to it all its properties and actions. Since it is universal, it is common to every locality. Therefore, it is in anything and everything that is in the same locality. In the beginning, it created matter. It did not, then, abandon matter, but creates or unfolds thoughts for it every moment. This solicitude maintains matter in existence. The physical properties which matter has are but force, energy, continually given to it by intelligence. In a like manner, the quality that matter is said to possess is what intelligence is giving it. Life, as chiropractic sees it, is a quality or character that matter may have, occasioned by the presence of, or attention of intelligence, having continuation or duration, involving time. No lesser agency than universal intelligence can prevent any of these things but the perfect expression of intelligence, according to what man wants, may be prevented by the limitations of matter. Even this is a universal law and is a phase of the universal cycle. Life is a combination of intelligence, force, and matter. Matter makes up the material universe. Intelligence is the immaterial universe. And force is what binds them together. We perceive force as forms of energy. Matter is that which fills space, and its function is to express force. It does not fill all space, but there is no limit to places you may find it. You may travel in space, if you could, for an unlimited time, and no matter how far you got, you would find material. The amount of it is infinite. Infinite meaning have no limit, no boundaries. Universal means everywhere, common to every locality. Therefore, being infinite and everywhere, we use the term universe. If you subtract from the material universe any amount you wish to name, no matter how large, it would not diminish the total amount. That is what infinity means. The immaterial universe is the intelligence that made all this. It too is everywhere, and therefore it is in all matter. It created everything, so it must have known how infinitely and is all wise. It is stronger than the strongest thing it made, and older, for it was there first. It is omnipotent and unlimited. It fills all time, space, and distance. The definitions of chiropractic give it plenty of latitude in the realm of things universal. Therefore, we are able to go back to the most fundamental principle of all, to get our backs against the wall, so to speak, and know that we are starting at the beginning. To question this fundamental is to be like the child who turns a picture over to see it from the back, or asks, "Who made God?" Article 310, the chiropractic meaning of life. Principle number 2. The expression of intelligence through matter is the chiropractic meaning of life. The meaning of the term life has many interpretations. It is usually accepted to mean existence or duration or a vague idea of both. To chiropractic, it is definitely the expression of intelligence, the manifestation of intelligence. Then, in this broad sense, the meaning is not limited to mere organic matter, but includes all matter. Therefore, we will be obliged to make a deductive classification, going from the general to the specific, and deal with the specific, universal life and organic life. Article 311, the union of intelligence and matter. Principle number 3. Life is necessarily the union of intelligence and matter. Without intelligence, matter could not exist. Without matter, intelligence could not be expressed. We are never aware of motion unless we perceive matter moving. The study of physics shows us that some form of energy gets into matter to make it move. Without this energy, matter is inert. The study of physics also shows us that no matter is totally inert. Therefore, it always has some energy in it. Energy must have an origin. From its character of precision and accuracy, we deduce that its origin is intelligence, nothing less. These facts from which we derive our conclusions are axioms, can be perceived everywhere. Our recognition of the intelligence of life or motion in matter depends upon our ability to recognize law. Article 312, the triunity of life. Life is a triunity having three necessary united factors: intelligence, force, and matter. Without intelligence, matter could not even exist. Without matter, intelligence could not be expressed. Then, there is a bond between intelligence and matter that cannot be dispensed with. These three factors, intelligence, matter, and the bond between them, are inseparable. The bond is called force. It is sometimes called the missing link. Unlike other sciences, which study them separately, chiropractic studies them all together. From this fundamental arises Dr. Palmer's comparison and his epigram. Article 313, the perfection of the triunity, principle number 5. In order to have 100% life, there must be 100% intelligence, 100% of force, 100% of matter. It is obvious that the three factors of the triunity are inseparable. They are not separable in part, if 100% perfection is to be maintained. Since intelligence is always 100% perfect and always creates 100% of force, it is certain that if any imperfections of the triunity exist, clinical findings show that they do exist, that matter is the only part of the triunity that can be imperfect. Since matter cannot be destroyed by any lesser agency than the Creator, it is obvious that this imperfection is not in matter itself, but in the quantity, quality, and arrangement of matter. Hence, there are limitations in structures of matter. It is in its imperfect building, its imperfect arrangements, the wrong kind of matter for the purpose, or even lack of matter which should be in that structure, but is not. From this fact arises the expression so often used fundamentally in chiropractic. The expression of intelligence may be hindered by the limitations of matter. Article 314, the principle of time. Principle number 6. There is no process which does not require time. Since action of matter implies a procession of events, a continuity, naturally, time enters into the triunity as an element. Time is an element necessary to the bond between intelligence and matter. Force is a word implying action. Action is process. Action implies one event after another. One event after another, forming a series, implies time. No happening, even though it takes only a moment, but happens in a unit of time or a fraction of a unit of time. Article 315, the amount of intelligence and matter. Principle number 7. The amount of intelligence for any given unit of matter is always 100% and is always proportional to its requirements. There are any number of instances in the existence of matter which prove that it has the requisite amount of attention from the Creator. That requisite amount is enough and no more. It is therefore the perfect amount, 100%. Amount means perfection, and that is what is needed for the maintenance of the unit as it is. No power less than the Creator could deprive a unit of matter of its shared intelligence, but the limitations of matter may prevent the expression of that intelligence. The amount that one unit has may be less than that which another unit has, but is always 100% for that particular unit. This holds true in both organic and inorganic matter. Thank you for joining me for another episode. I'm Dr. Arthur Plessa. This has been the Green Book Commentaries Podcast.